First off, the title is a bit misleading because it's wind power forecasting. So it's our firm is doing energy forecasting, so it should be wind power forecasting and not wind forecasting. It doesn't work. Okay, here. Okay, the basic thing I think everyone knows is to forecast the future, you have to look at the past. And to improve the forecast, you have to analyze the historical data you get, and you have to filter it because of two things. You get a lot of information in historical data. Like in a perfect world, you would get historical data from a wind farm, and people say, okay, at that point of time, it was curtailed. At that point of time, we had maintenance, and it was shut off. In the real world, you're struggling to get the data at all. So you have to analyze all this stuff by yourself, by looking at the historical data. On the other hand, the historical data also contains a lot of errors, like when the facility has a technical problem and sends out values which are totally off the chart. Like we had a wind farm of a capacity of 2 megawatt, which produced 7 gigawatt in 1 hour, which is obvious broken. When you analyze the data, you have to ask yourself, what is the focus of the forecast? Especially for us as energy forecaster, it's not always the best forecast for error, but it's also stuff like for our customers, it's like which forecast I can make the most money. That's not always the best forecast, actually. So we have a customer who says, I don't care what you do with the rest, but the main thing is when the wind is high, you have to forecast the peaks of my wind farm. So that's all I care about. So with these goals in mind, you have to analyze the data, and then you have to cut the data. Basically, everything that doesn't fit your profile, you have to cut. So that is, does your historical data support the focus? Of course, when the customer says, like, I have to get into the peaks, and you have 1 year of data and there are no peaks, then you can say, no, it's not good for that purpose. And as we do, we compare the historical data to an MVP model. You can say, why don't you compare your data to the real, to real data, to real wind data? Normally, we don't have that much wind data. And of course, we do not predict with real wind data because it's not possible. So we predict with a MVP model, and so we have to trim our historical data and to train our forecast with that combination. So I'm going through a short example filter process so you can see the improvements and the steps that we are normally taking. So this is a very basic example. This is just wind speed combined with the power. So you can see here in this with this facilities, we have no filters apply. We have probably 2 curtailments here and here. And we have some inconsistencies between speed and power. Like these here are a bit too high for that wind speed. And this line, it's actually a zero line. And you can expect that with 20 meters per second of wind, you should have at least some power on the wind facility. So basically, you can say at start, you can say this is wrong. These are wrong. This one, for example. So this would be the fitting forecast for this. If you just train this one with no filters applied, then you get this. The green one is the forecast, the black is the power, and the blue is the wind speed. So you can see here you have a big error here. You have here that's too high. So in general, it's not a very good forecast. So if we go now one step further, we see that this line has been removed. These points here have been removed. So simple basic filters, like when you say you have a certain amount of power and you have very high wind speed, then you can say that's bad, that doesn't count. So the curtailments are still there because that's a bit more tricky. You can't really do that in an automatic process. So we just cut with an automatic process, we just cut the basics. So if you see the result here, you can see we got this error is much smaller now, it's gone way higher. This line here, it has gone way more down. And in general, you have an improvement of about 0.5 to 1% RMSE for this just when you apply basic filters on this and train. So the next step would be advanced filters. The curtailments are gone. You have a bit trimming here, a bit trimming here, so it looks more like a smoother power curve, especially for this facility. So this one is a bit tricky to spot. So this one is better. You get even lower here in this area, and these advanced filters again give you like 0.5 to 1% RMSE better just by using these filters. But the question is, these curtailments were pretty obvious. Just see, here, this was pretty obvious. But what happens now if you get this one? This is an offshore park, where you can see. And of course, as it's like 100 turbines, it's a natural behavior for the wind park to go down on high wind speed because they're shutting off by themselves. It's not like a curtailment. Which is an artificial shutting down, but this is what you normally want to learn. So the question is, you are not allowed to filter this. If you filter this, then your forecast will have errors you can't speak of. So the question here is how to filter such things. Where do you want to cut? Do you cut this? Do you want to trim here? Is this wrong? So that's a lot of analyzing to do and a lot of feeling for how do the wind turbines behave to actually filter this and to improve the forecast by filtering. So then I think that was it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We're pretty fast, close to 7 minutes, so we can have one or two questions.
We cleaned it and then we train with that. So basically, for wind, we use a mix of neural networking and stuff like that. So if you train the neural network with bad data, with unfiltered data, then you get the first results. So of course, we clean the data to then train the neural network so it can accurately depict the forecast. This was day ahead. Yeah, but basically the filter process can be done for everything. You just have to correlate the right data.
Okay. One more? Okay. Yes, please. Can you please stand up and speak loudly?
You showed this offshore behavior.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of wire?
Yeah, of course. The thing is, what we did here is this is not on. In this case, we trimmed a bit here, and we trimmed a bit here in this cloudy thing in the middle. So that gave us like one. So it's a bit smoother in the curve, but that was not. You can't do that automatically. That has to be done by hand. This one?
Yeah.
That was actually naturally. Yeah. That was there were certain weather effects at some point of times that created this, so that was okay.
So, they're probably more to talk about filtering and the good eye of a woman doing that work. That's something for beer this evening.